Happy Father's Day.
我个人感觉，我觉得父亲节的感受要比母亲节强得多。
For myself, I have much stronger feeling for Father's Day than the Mother's Day.
因为呢，父亲节的时候，我既是儿子又是父亲。
Because of the Father's Day, I'm a father as well as a son.
但是母亲节的时候，至少不是母亲。
For Mother's Day, I'm not a mother.
但是我们的感恩之情都是一样的。
However, our feeling of Thanksgiving is the same.
我想呢，今年的这父亲节可能刚好是来的正是时候。
For this Father's Day, this year, it's very timely.
因为这个世界杯已经开始了。
Because it's the beginning of the World Cup soccer game.
这足球运动很多时候被认为是很男人的节日。
The soccer game is a man's sport.
我在看到这个一个报道，就是讲到这个英国的这个足球联赛，那个他们要开始的那个季节的时候。
I read a report that in England, when they have this the game, the championship for the nation.
就很多的家庭就开始非常遭殃。
Many families are in trouble.
因为呢，那些男人他们买了这些套票。
Because the husbands or men in the family are they bought a set of tickets.
所以他们每一个周末呢都会去看这个球队的比赛。
They go to the game every weekend.
但是呢，这个很糟糕，因为这个足球比赛呢总是怎么样？总是呢有输有赢。
And it's terrible because for the games, there's always a side to win and the other side to lose.
然后赢了呢，他们庆祝要喝酒。
The winners will celebrate by drinking.
输了呢，心情不好要喝酒。
And if they lose, they're down in their spirit, so they drink as well.
但是平局太无聊，还是要喝酒。
Or if they're even, and they're too so.Bored, so they drink as well.
所以很多家庭都常常会因为这个足球这个足球的比赛季呢而破碎。
So many families suffered and broken because of the soccer game season.
但是呢，我看到在前天呢，有一个人传一个信息，我看了觉得非常的好。
The day before yesterday, someone sent me a message.I think it's very worthwhile mentioning.
这个信息呢，它会有两个部分。
The message has two parts.
一个部分他说，到目前为止，所有得过世界杯冠军的国家都是基督教国家。
And the first part is that every nation that are the championship in the World Cup, they are all Christian nations.
比如有总共有八个国家，有几个天主教的，还有新教的。
And there are eight countries. They are either Catholic or Protestant nations.
然后呢，第二个信息呢，他就有一个球员，这个球员就是卡卡的就是巴西以前国家队的球员。
And the second message is about the soccer player Kaká, who is the Brazilian national team.
然后呢，他在很难想象他有一个中文的微博。
And it's hard to imagine he has a Chinese blog site.
然后呢，他在上面介绍说，基督徒，父亲、丈夫，一个热爱足球的人。
And his introduction to himself is he's a father, is
a Christian,
and
father, husband,
and father and husband,
a soccer player.、
嗯、
那所以我们看到在在这个世界杯的时候，又加上父亲节的时候。
So as we encounter this World Cup and also the Father's Day,
我希望基督徒我们都能够首先做好基督徒。
Let us Christians to be a good Christian first.
在美国还好，在中国就很惨。
In America it'll be easy, but in mainland China will be hard.
因为呢，他们比赛都是中国时间什么凌晨什么三四点钟这样的比赛。
Because the games occurred in the midnight time.
你想一想，昨天晚上刚刚看到凌晨六点钟才睡觉的时候，那今天怎么来做礼拜呢
？And if they watch a soccer game in the morning at 6 o'clock, how can they come to the church and worship?
所以基督徒首先要做好基督徒。
So for Christians, we need to be a good Christian.
但是呢，父亲也要做好父亲。
And as fathers, we need to be good fathers as well.
其实在美国也不用太担心这个问题，因为大家根本都没人看。
And we don't have to worry in the U.S. too much because nobody watches soccer game.
但是中国人还是热爱的。
But Chinese, many Chinese, they love a soccer game.
所以我们今天要来透过这个节日来思考父亲的角色。
So let's through today Father's Day, let's think about the role of a father.
但是当我们谈到父亲的责任、父亲的角色的时候呢，保罗在这段经文里面，他首先是对子女说的。
However, as we ponder about the father's duty and responsibilities, Paul in this paragraph he started with the children.
保罗在从五章的二十一节开始。
Starting from chapter
5, 或者是二十二节开始，这个有争论啊。
Starting from chapter 5, verse 21 or 22.
从这里开始，保罗进入讨论到一个基督徒的一个家庭生活或者一个社会生活。
And Paul started discussing the role of a family and family life.
那一个呢是夫妻的关系。
First, regarding husband and wife,
一个是父母跟子女的关系
and also as parents and children,
一个就是主人和仆人的关系
then the relationship between master and servant.
按今天 的处境来讲，就是雇主 与这个员工的关系
and in today's term, it will be the employer and the employee.
那么 在这三个关系里面
in those three relationships,
保罗讲到一个共同的原则。
There's a common principle that Paul mentioned.
这个原则就是顺服。
This principle is obedience.
妻子要顺服丈夫。
And wife obey their husband.
儿女要顺服父母。
Children obey their parents.
这个仆人要顺服主人。
And the servant obey their masters.
而且呢，在这个顺服里面，他不是只是顺服顺服这个丈夫。父亲或者是主人。
And in this obedience is not only obeying the father, the husband, or the master.
而保罗把这个关系提升到一个全新的高度。
And this relationship was elevated to a new height.
就是你对丈夫的顺服不只是顺服丈夫，而是顺服主。
And your obedience to your husband, for example, is not just for the husband, and it's obeying the Lord.
儿女顺服父母，不只是顺服父母，而是顺服主。
And the children obey their parents, not only obey parents, it's obeying the Lord.
那个仆人也是一样的。
And so was the servant.
那在这个新关系里面，保罗指出来啊，这个顺服者的角色啊，这是一个共同点。
And in this new relationship, that point Paul points out, The common point is the obedience to the Lord.
那么这个作为被设立为具有权威的这个人呢
？And the person who was established to have this authority,
丈夫、父亲或者主人
，husband, the employer or the father,
可能在人看来是比较好的。
And from others' point of view, it may look nice better.
因为别人都要听他的。
Because other people will listen to them.
但是保罗在这里的同样把他们放到这个主的这个权柄之下。
However, Paul placed them under the Lord.
那妻子要顺服丈夫。
And the wife will obey their.
那丈夫要顺服谁呢
？And who does the husband?
丈夫要顺服主。
A husband will obey the Lord.
则妻子顺服丈夫是因为顺服，而是因为顺服主。
The wives obey their husbands because they obey the Lord.
所以儿女顺服父母，父母要顺服主。
So the children obey their parents, and the parents will obey the Lord.
在当时的犹太、希腊和罗马的社会里面
，at that time, for Jewish, Hellenistic, and Roman, Society?
在整个家庭的关系里面特别我们就讲这个父亲的角色，这个父亲是一个至高无上的权威。
And the the father in the household relationship has the absolute power.
甚至父亲可以把子女卖为奴隶。
And the father has the authority to sell their children.
但是犹太人是不可以的。
However, the Jewish cannot.
但是犹太人他对的子女的对某些的亵渎或者说对的不恭敬父母的行为可以用石头把他打死。
However, the Jewish parents can and kill their children if they offended God or they
stone the children.
Stone the children to death. They respect the parents.
所以在这个在当时的这个社会里面，这个父亲是一种至高无上的这样的一种权利。
So the parents at that time has the utmost high absolute authority.
那么在当时的这个在当时的这个思潮呢，这是一个反权威、反传统，很流行。
And however, at that time, there is a anti-tradition and anti-orthodox.thinking.
大家如果知道那一段的历史，就知道后现代并不是现代之后才出现的。
As you know, during that time, the postmodernism doesn't occur recently, but already happened that time.
保罗在提摩太后书里面讲到，当时的人是怎么样呢？是要远离父母。
And Paul mentioned in the Second Timothy that at that time, the children will want to leave their parents.
反抗父母
，rebel against parents，
就不敬重父母，
disrespect their parents。
所以在当时的社会里面，就这样两个极端啊，在他们原有的封建家庭结构里面，父亲是至高无上的。
So there are two extremes. In the feudal family structure, the parents has the utmost power.
而这个儿女呢，却是一种反叛的权威呢，成为他们的一个新的诉求。
And the children will go against the parents and rebel against them.
这个对我们中国人来讲是多么熟悉。
And for our Chinese, it's a very familiar thing.
在中国的传统，那是什么？父教子实，什么？子不得不实。
This is familiar in for Chinese teaching as well. The father will command the child to kill himself, and the children will follow.
那在而在现代的中国呢
？And in the modern China,
这父母的权威丧失的一塌糊涂。
And the parents lost their authority. No authority was left.
所以很多人都喜欢拿那个什么，那个儿子骑在父亲头上的那些图片来说事。
So many people will show the picture.The kids are riding on their parents.
我接触到一些年轻人，他们明确的告诉我，我的父母对我来讲是什么？就是提款机。
And many young people told me that parents to them are just an ATM machine to take out money for them.
所以他在我的心中他们没有对他们没有任何什么敬重可言。
So in their hearts, they have no respect for their parents.
那我们知道这样的一种两个极端里面
So, between these two extremes that we know,
保罗指出基督徒是截然不同的一个群体。
Paul points out that Christian is a totally different community.
父母跟儿女应该有什么样的关系
What is the relationship between parents and children?
所以保罗把这个新的关系是全部放在主的权柄之下。
So, Paul placed both parents and children under the authority of the Lord.
那么我们就注意到保罗在这里肯定了父母的权威。
And here Paul recognized the power coming from the parents.
但是不只是有权威。
But not only the authority.
而且还有责任。
It also has a responsibility.
父母是有权柄的。
And parents has the authority.
但他们的权柄不是无限的。
But their authority is not absolute.
他们有很重的责任。
They have a very big responsibility.
而其中一条责任是什么呢
？One of the responsibilities
就是不能够滥用权柄。
That is not to abuse their power.
所以保罗就说，这个做父母的有责任。
And Paul said, parents has the responsibility.
他们不可以随便滥用他们的权利。
They cannot use their power at will.
孩子虽然是在父母的这种权威的照管之下，但是他们也有一些基本的权利。
Although the children are under the rule, under the parents, they have a certain privileges.
所以这个做父母呢，比如说不可以虐待拐卖，让这个儿女好像什么像个囚犯似的。
So, as parents, they should not abuse their kids or sell or treat their children as prisoners.
可能很多的子女听到保罗的这样的说法，他很高兴。
Many children read this may feel joyful.
但我们要从小到大，先从儿女的责任开始。
But let's start with the responsibility of the
children. 保罗说，你们做儿女的要在主里听从父母。
And here's Paul says, children, obey your parents in the Lord.
这个在主里，在过去曾经有过很多的这个误解。
And this term in the Lord has many misunderstandings.
什么叫在主里听从父母？
What does it mean, obey your parents in the Lord?
念了一点圣经的年轻人非常聪明。
For the young people, they read some Bible. They're very smart.
我听父母是没错的。
They said we listen to our parents are.
但是我要。
Okay.
在主里听从父母。
But I have to listen, my parents in the Lord.
什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
父母要是都讲的都合乎主的，都是对的，我就听；不对的，我就不听。
If the parents, command are according to, the Lord's teaching, then I will follow. Otherwise, I will not listen.
我想问大家，原则上有没有错？
Let me ask you, is that the right principle?
好像你觉得是对，应该是这样哈。
You think that's correct.
但是接下来的问题就复杂了。
But then the situation become more complex.
你怎么断定父母讲的是不是合乎主和合乎圣经？
How do you decide or judge whether your parents are doing according to the Lord?
好，每天父母讲一个命令的时候，那个儿子就出来 argue.
And every time that the parent gave a command, the children will argue.
这个圣经的观点不是你这样的。
And the Bible's teaching is not so.
而且在中国的话，这个父母还有一个天然劣势，因为这个子女往往这个知识方面比较有优势。
And also in China, the kids may well be better educated.
结果呢，每一次父亲讲一个事情，儿女要听他的。结果呢，辩论的结果是什么？儿子好像是对的，我应该是听你的。
And the after every command from the parents that the after the debate and discussion, it seems like the children are correct.
什么叫在主里听从父母？
What does it mean obey
parents
in the Lord?
保罗的意思是父母从上帝那里领受权威，你听他的就是听主的。
And Paul means that the parents receive the authority from the Lord. So if you listen to parents, you are listening to the Lord.
上帝创造家庭。
God created family.
在这个家庭里面有一个管理，有一个政，或者说甚至说一个政府。
And in this household, there is a governance.
而这个政府的最高领导人就是父亲。
And this ruler in this household is the father.
父亲是什么角色呢？
What role does the
father play? 父亲在家庭的角色就像一个王在国家的角色。
The role is just like a king in the kingdom.
所以他有极高的权柄。
So the father has the ultimate authority.
这个儿女听从父母，这就是顺服主的体现。
So the children listen to the parents. It's a expression that they are obeying the Lord.
因为这是上帝所设定的秩序。
Because that's what the family is what God has created.
就好像这个王是上帝在地上掌权的一个代理者。
Just like the kings are the representative of the ruler on the earth.
而父亲就是上帝对这个家庭管理的那个 agent.
And so the fathers are like agents.
代理者。那所以呢，这个父在主里听从父母的意思是指。父母有很神圣的权威，从主那里领受的。
So obeying the parents in the Lord, meaning the parents has this holy responsibility.
而在这里就更加强了什么呢？更加强了父母可能是不完美的。
And here the emphasis is also that the parents may not be perfect.
但是他们的身上有上帝所赋予的权柄。
But they have the authority given by the Lord.
你要你就好像我们作为公民想要去顺服政府，你要找一个完美的这个官员出来，你才顺服。你永远都不需要顺服。
Just like a citizen of a country that of a nation that we're not able to find a perfect nation that will, so we will follow them.
所以这里是指这个父母，不是指我们随便质疑父母，而是恰恰相反，是强调父母神圣的权威。
And so here the emphasis is on that the parents has this holy authority.
然后保罗就指出了，其实这样做，听从父母这样做是合宜的。
And then Paul said, "Obeying your parents in the Lord, for this is the right way."
所以这是在英文圣经翻译 "This is right," right?
Yeah, this is right. It's a translation.
这意思就是这是正确的。
This is the correct, and this is a matter of course.
这是正义的。
This is of just.
所以呢，这是每一个儿女应该做的。
This is every children need to do.
为什么？
Well, why is that?
因为保罗就举出旧约的根据。
And Paul uses the Old Testament example.
因为上帝下的命令要人孝敬父母。
Because God has commanded that we should honor our parents.
我不会解释很多这个孝敬的这个概念。
I will not explain too much about the concept.
在这个上下文里面的意思，这个 honor 就是去听从父母。
And the honor in this context.Is to obey.
每一次父母讲什么你就什么举一反三每天都吵个不停，这叫 honor 吗？这不是。
If whenever your parent say something, you will talk back and argue three times more. Is that respect?
所以保罗指这不是他的想法，这是旧约圣经明证，人要孝敬父母。
Paul said this is not his own concept, but a concept.Already exists in the Old Testament.
我想每年透过母亲节和父亲节，特别让我们内疚和惭愧，就是因为我们常常是什么？是不听话的，是不顺服的。
So through Mother's Day and Father's Day, every year that we reflect upon ourselves that we don't listen to our.
而且保罗在这里特别指出。
And Paul here
上帝的这个诫命跟其他诫命是不一样的。
And God's this command from God is different than other commands.
这个诫命有一个神会给有一个赐福在里面。
And this command come with a blessing.
就是可以叫你长寿。
That is to enjoy long life.
而保罗说这是第一条带应许的诫命。
And Paul said this is the first command come with a promise.
为什么孝敬父母，上帝要加上应许？
Why is that the command from God? God added this promise.
这正显示我们人性的败坏，就是我们不肯孝敬父母。
This just demonstrates how corrupt our human beings are. That we reluctant. We don't want to honor our parents.
我想也许我过去已经提过了。
In the past, I already mentioned.
就是有一个日本人写了一本中国文化研究，我看了很佩服。
There was a Japanese that wrote regarding Chinese culture.
千言万语就一句话就可以用一句话来概括。
To summarize in one sentence.
他中国的如果以儒家文化作为代表的话，儒家文化的最核心的概念就是孝。
The core concept of the Chinese scholar can be summed up in one word, that is to honor.
所有的伦理发展出来都跟孝是有关系的。
To honor your parents.
所以你会看到在四书里面就提到，这一个人从这种孝悌开始，从一个孝开始，这个人才有可能进到在各个人际各种伦理上的完善。
So all the moral and ethical consideration all come from.This word, honor your parents.
那为什么、他这本书里面他说为什么中国几千年这么强调孝道呢？
But how come he asked this question? Why is it the throughout the years, 4,000 years that the Chinese emphasize the honoring your parents?
因为他说这很简单的一个逻辑，就是因为很不孝。
The simple reason is that they don't obey.
你这叫此地无银三百两。
That means that there's nothing special here.
因为 太缺乏孝道，所以我们天天就讲孝道。
Because there's a lack of honoring and respecting their parents, that's why we mentioned that.
如果我们如果关注这个中国老人这个话题，你会看到让你的悲伤无比的那些故事。
If you focus on the many stories of the elderly Chinese people, you feel sad.
但无论是犹太人、中国人还是哪一个国家的人，都是一样的。我们都是上帝知道人特别不愿意孝敬，所以他就加了特别加了这个应许在里面。
So you know whether it's Jewish or Chinese or any other ethnic group, you know that by our nature we don't honor or respect our parents. That's why God added this promise to the command.
那所以这是神的心意。
So this is the will of God.
所以你顺服父母、孝敬父母，这就是上帝的命令。
If you obey your parents and respect your parents.
那么保罗把这个新关系呢，他现在又指出来这个父亲的责任。
So in this new relationship, then Paul points out the father's responsibility.
他说你们做父亲的不要惹儿女的气。
He said, fathers, do not exasperate your children.
什么叫惹儿女的气？
What does that mean by provoking your children to anger?
就是有一个英文翻译为这个 make them angry。就是让他们总是感到很愤怒。
And the translation in English is as the making them angry or making them mad.
有一本书呢，它指出来有很多的这个特点。他说，什么样的父母会让儿女感到很愤怒呢？
And there's a book points out the characteristics of the exasperating your children.
比如说，过度严厉的管教。
For example, extremely harsh discipline.
做错两个数学题就要打一顿或者饿一顿。
If they do exercise wrong, one or two answer wrong at the quiz, they get punished by
the 不合理的 the 不合理的 的要严格的要求
unreasonable critical demand.
比方说，父母蛮不讲理
parents are not reasonable.
心情不好就给儿子两个耳光
They have, they're very emotional and they punish their kids at their will.
喜怒无常。
They're unpredictable.
一会儿给孩子买这个没什么 iPad 什么 AirBook， 然后反正 everything 他想要的。一会儿呢就暴跳如雷。
Well, one moment he will buy everything and indulge his son, and next moment he will punish.
还有这个不停的唠叨
，and incessantly nagging about their kids.
我们知道这个随着年龄越大，我们越没有感觉什么叫唠叨啊。
And as we grow older, we don't understand what's nagging.
但是年轻人你自己想想，年轻的时候确实是很烦这个唠叨。
And if you think back as you are younger, you understand the nagging.
所以做父母的要做父母的要克制啊。
So as parents, we need to control ourselves.
然后呢，然后呢，常常呢，这个什么不停的这种责备。
And the unceasing criticizing.
还有一种会羞辱，对孩子的羞辱。
And also humiliating your children.
包括呢这个言而无信。
Including not keeping your promise.
要是你这次考试要100分，我给你每一个 iPad。
And like if you get 100% correct, I'll buy you an iPad.
他高高兴兴拿着100分回来的 iPad.
And he come home with 100% correct answers. And
才一个一百分，你看看人家几个一百分了。
And you said you got only one.
你要是拿第二个啊，我就给你。
And if you get second one, I'll give you the iPad.
所以呢，所以。有些父母给孩子很多的这个 promise， 那最后呢都什么言而无信。
So many parents will give promises that they cannot keep, they do not keep.
所以我要特别请父母，做父母的要谨慎，不要随便这个应许孩子什么东西。
So I have to remind you parents that we don't give out promises that we don't keep.
但是呢，你既然要答应，那你就要尽全力去完成。
Once you promise, you need to keep your promise.
你要完不成，就要请你的孩子原谅你。
And if you cannot keep your promise, you have to ask for forgiveness.
所以做父母的不要是什么去惹这个儿女的气。
So as parents, we don't want to provoke our kids to anger.
那么保罗就指出呢，应该怎么做呢？就是一种正面的教导。
And positively, Paul mentioned ways to.
他说要按照主的教训来养育他们。
And Paul said, according to the Lord's way, we discipline and instruct.
大家看到了吗？
Did you see that?
这个儿女要在主的里边来顺服父母。
And children need to obey their parents in the Lord.
父母要在主的教训的在主的教训的这个权威之下来养育儿女。
And also, a father needs to bring up and train their children in the Lord.
所以这个父母养育孩子。孩子不是你的附属品，不是你的，只是财产一样的一部分。
So parents bring up their children. Children are not their possession or belonging.
可以随意操纵。
They should not manipulate them at will.
也不是要按照自己的意愿或者是理想去压迫他。
And not to oppress them according to your own will or desire.
我告诉你们一个好消息。
Let me tell you a good news.
73%的人都能够成为不错的音乐家。
73% of people could become a good musician.
当然，在这73%里面，只有极少数人能够成为超级音乐家。
But within this 73%, only very few can be a top musician.
我告诉你，只要你足够像老虎或者是像狼一样，你的儿子都可以成为音乐家。
If you are discipline your kids like a tiger or wolf, you can make your children like those top musicians.
但是你要思考的就是什么是人格健全重要还是音乐重要。
But you have to ponder which one is more important, the character or to be a musician.
所以不要按照你的这个意愿把它压迫它。
So let's not oppress our children according to our own will or desire.
但是我很清楚一点。
But I'm clear on this point.
做父母的，如果你不对你的儿女很残忍的这种训练，他是不可能能够这种做到做到非常出色的。
If you don't train or your kids in a very extreme, cruel way, he or she may not be a top musician.
在这个那些伟大的那些艺术家，或者是那些很好的学者里面，只有极少数是完全是自己那种疯狂学习的。
Because among the top artists and performers, very few are by their own will. They
大部分都有这个强迫在后面。
They all have other forces behind them.
你们知道吗？包括贝多芬
，including Beethoven.
那贝多芬早年最恨的就是音乐。
And in his early age, what he hated most was the music.
因为呢，如果他弹不好，他爸爸喝醉酒了就然后毒打一顿。
And his father will punish him. Drunken father will.
有一次，他爸爸甚至什么，就把他的手放在钢琴琴键上，弹不好的时候，他直接用钢琴盖砸他的手。
And his father used the cover of the piano and crush Beethoven's fingers.
但是你希望你的孩子成为贝多芬吗？照着办。
But if you want to your children become Beethoven, then you can do it likewise.
但我们要思考的就是，我们不要把自己的理想强加在他的身上。
So let's think about that we should not
完全变成你的一个玩具和工具。
Treat our children like a toy or a tool that we are. To accomplish our goal.
而要按照上帝的意思来养育。
We need to raise.
什么是按照上帝的意思来养育？
Raise them up according to God's will.
就是要让孩子成为他自己，成为一个独立的人格，面向上帝负责的人。
And that is our children become an independent individual to be responsible to God.
我们怎么能够做到？
How can we achieve that?
所以这个上帝他交给我们这个使命，他就赐给我们智慧。
So God gave us this mission, and He gave us the wisdom.
就是要按照上帝的教训来养育他。
That is to raise up our children according to God's teaching.
从这个角度而言呢
from this point of view,
每一个基督徒父母都要刻苦地研究圣经。
Every Christian parents, they need to study hard the Bible.
不是为你自己的灵性，也要为教导你的儿女。
If it's not for yourself, it's for teaching your children.
光热爱研究圣经还是远远不够的。
If you are enthusiastic about studying the Bible itself,
你还要研究你的孩子。
You have to study your children.
你能用他的语言。
Use their language.
能够以他能够切身或者是他能领会的方式把圣经教导给他。
Use the method that they can appreciate and they can understand. Use their method to teach them the Bible.
你可能没有耐心。
You may not have patience.
你可能会很愤怒。
You may be irritated.
你可能会很有挫败感。
You may be frustrated.
那为什么这样一个道理讲了 N 遍都不懂？
How come this cannot go through my children's mind through this many times already?
但是呢，那就是这样，塑造一个生命就是这么艰难。
But to form a good a new life is that difficult.
就是你。有的时候你会感到很累，你会感到很没有办法。
It's very tiring and frustrating.
但是你要知道你有上帝的命令。
But you need to understand we have the command from the Lord.
我不知道该不该讲。
I don't know whether I should mention this.
所以呢，我们在做父母的时候，有的时候会感到非常痛苦，非常难受。
So as parents, we feel terrible and being like suffering.
但是呢，我们要知道，你既然我们从神那里领受这个权柄，就要好好的去使用，向神有一天要向神交账。
But since we receive this authority from God, we need to be responsible.
我太太昨天对我说，我作为丈夫不怎么样，作为父亲还不错。
And my wife told me that you're not so good a husband, but you're a good father.
但是我不是这样，我不是这样子，不是这样子的感受。
I don't feel that way.
当然，我不是意思，也不是反过来。
Not the opposite way.
所以你会知道，我们在作为父母，我们有很重的托付。
So as you know that we have as parents that we have a great responsibility.
我可能我去年告诉过你们的，我看到孩子出生的时候，我一点那种别的人怎么到处秀照片什么那种，我一点那种都没有感觉。
I told you last year about I don't have the feeling when I see a newborn baby that the joy.
我的抱着不到七斤重的孩子感到沉重无比。
I feel very heavy when I hold a 7-pound baby.
这是真实的感受。
That's my true feeling.
当然，有孩子谁都高兴。
Of course, we were all happy about.
当你一想到你要做父母，好好的养育他们的时候，你就会感到很害怕。
But as you think of the responsibilities to raise them,
你知道为什么吗？
You're fearful. Do you know why?
圣经里面你几乎找不出几个好父亲。
Because throughout the Bible, you cannot find many good fathers.
我在礼拜三的时候，本来今天讲到，我本来的经文不是这里的，是要读很多很多的这个人名啊，让你们来看这些所有伟大的人，个个都不是好父亲。
Up until Wednesday, I thought about the sermon today that I was going to read a lot of Bible passages.
无论是亚伯拉罕、摩西、撒摩尔、大卫啊，个个做父亲都不怎么样。
All the Bible characters.As fathers, they are not good fathers.
如果这些人都不怎么样，我们还能怎么样？
If they're not good fathers, what can we do?
所以当我越看到圣经这些父亲的故事的时候，就越感到害怕。
So as more I read about the father, the stories of them in the Bible, I'm more fearful.
我想在父亲节的时候做儿女，我们要尽量的去去荣耀我们的父母。
So at Father's Day, as children.Son and daughters, we need to honor and respect our.
作为父亲啊，作为父亲，我们就要去反省啊，我们怎么样在主的面前来更好的来更新自己的作为一个父亲的角色。
And as fathers, we need to reflect and see how we can renew ourselves to be a better father.
我要提三个简单的应用。
Let me bring out three applications.
第一个，作为儿女，我们要清楚，在一个反传统，在一个非常人情冷漠的时代。
As children in this anti-tradition and very distant and alienated society,
我们要尽我们的所能作为一个孝敬父母的孩子。
We need to do our best to respect and honor our parents.
那第二个呢，就是我们做父母不要总是埋怨。作为父母，我们总是不要总是埋怨、责备、责怪孩子。
And then second point is that as parents, we should not always criticize or complain about our kids.
我们要想一想，我们是不是真的教导有方。
We need to think about whether we really teaching them the right with the right way.
我再告诉你们一个很真实的感受。
Let me tell you another true feeling.
我有时候看到这个孩子的一些的表现的时候，很生气。
Sometimes I look at the behavior of some kids. I'm very angry.
但是那个气很快就过去了。
But that anger passed by quickly.
为什么？
Why is that?
你这不就是因为你给的榜样？
Isn't that the example that you gave?
是因为我们自己的问题。
Because our own problem, our own example.
其实孩子也是罪人，我们也是罪人。
The children are sinners, and so are we.
所以
parents.
我们尽管怎么反省，你也可能很难做到很好。
So, it doesn't matter how much reflection or things that we do, we cannot be perfect.
那么保罗提出的这种父子的关系的这种新的一个关系，新的一个境界或者地步，我们怎么可能成就？
And how do we achieve this new idea that Paul brought out the relationship between father and son.
整个以弗所书里面给我们的答案就是在圣灵中的能力与智慧。
And in the whole book of Ephesians, the answer is that the Holy Spirit gives the power and the wisdom.
在这个保罗在这一段的开始之前说什么？说你们要被圣灵充满。
And in the beginning of this passage, that Paul said, be filled with the Holy Spirit.
丈夫怎么可能？丈夫和妻子怎么样？怎么可能能够在主里面的一种新关系
？How the husband and wife can have a new relationship within the Lord？
而父母和儿女怎么可能在主里面有一个新的关系
？And how the parents and children can have a new relationship in the Lord？
就只有在圣灵在我们的生命中掌权的时候，才可能达到。
That is only when we are filled with the Holy Spirit.
所以保罗说，我们不要放纵。
So Paul said, let's not indulge.
而要被圣灵充满。
And we need to fill with the Holy Spirit.
求主能够帮助我们。
May God help us.
让我们能够来思考我们的家庭的生活。
Let's reflect our life in the family.
作为儿女的我们。
As children.
作为父母的我们。
As parents, how do we?
我们怎么样能够在这种不同的角色里面，能够真正以蒙召的恩相称和上帝的呼召相称
？And doesn't matter which role we play, how do we worthy our behavior worthy of a Christian?
愿主帮助我们。
May God help.
我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray together.